Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. The coronavirus pandemic has incited new fears about potential illness and economic hardship. The uncertainty, slowdowns, and setbacks is causing stress and imbalance in almost everyone. According to my guest today, Vincent Jenna, what people find most disturbing is the buried fears that are being brought back to the surface in this time of isolation. He says it's created an opportunity to do some deep introspective work. Vincent is a spiritual teacher and psychic therapist known for his tell-it-like-it-is style of teaching. He uses his 36 years of training, research, and experience in the metaphysical, psychological, and spiritual fields to dive deep into your psyche to release blockages, resistances, and self-sabotaging beliefs and behaviors to live a life of fulfillment. He's had numerous media appearances and hosts his own radio show called Stop Stopping Yourself. During our lively conversation, Vincent shares his insights on the crux of the fear we're all experiencing, as well as coping techniques to reduce our anxiety and to heal ourselves during this crisis. Hi, Vincent. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Actually, I mean, it's odd to say that I'm fabulous given everything that's going on right now. But truly, I feel so blessed, and so does my wife. And I love, if there's going to be anybody I'm going to be stuck with in the house for any length of time, I'm glad I'm stuck with my wife, and it's not stuck. And she feels the same way. We are just enjoying each other's company, and we're doing our own work too at the same time.
Wow, that's a good sign. That's a very good sign. Because I heard there are some people who are having the opposite experience, some couples.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of couples that are having problems, which really is an indication of something else that's going on. I mean, eventually you're going to be retired. And chances are, you may have a hobby or you may decide to do something else. But for the most part, the two of you are going to be together until you cross over. And if you can't get along now, it's only been a few weeks, even if it's a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, if you cannot be with each other in the same house for any length of time, man, you've got some serious inner work to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that we're reconnecting again because we did speak on a previous episode. And I'm just happy that you're joining us again to share your thoughts on what everyone can do to deal with this fear that they're experiencing during this crazy time of crisis. You know,
any crisis that we have. And whether it's small or whether it's large, it's going to bring to the surface deep-seated stuff. Mm-hmm. If I may, I'd love to paint a picture for the listeners so that they understand what I'm talking about. Okay,
absolutely.
I'm going to paint this picture.
Go ahead.
All right, great. I like visuals. If I was able to draw, I would show it to you right now. So I want everybody to think of a big bottle, maybe a gallon jug, you know, something like that, a gallon jug with a cork on the top as the lid, a cork. Okay. Now you carry that actually is your unconscious mind. That's a representation of your unconscious mind. And, some people out there, it might be a little thumbful of container, because their unconscious minds aren't too big. But for most people, it's a very big size jug, okay? And here you are carrying that around. And every time you have a negative experience, because the second highest function of the brain is to protect us, the first highest function is to keep us alive. And the way it keeps us alive is by protecting us. Well, it protects us physically as well as it protects us emotionally. Physically, we understand a fever, just like if you got the coronavirus, you're going to have a fever, and you should have a fever, because what your brain is doing, it is not the coronavirus. It's not the virus itself that's causing the fever. It's your brain causing the fever. It's trying to raise the temperature of your body to make it environmentally healthy for the virus, because viruses cannot live in a hot environment. So it is raising the temperature. It is not paying attention to the fact that the temperature is uncomfortable. Its priority is to protect you. And so it raises your temperature. So that's one of the ways that it does it physically. All right. Mm-hmm. What it does emotionally is it will suppress and repress negative feelings and experiences for you. So it literally makes you shove them away, pushes them away. And there's a whole bunch of other defense mechanisms that step in at the time too. But now think of that bottle is your unconscious mind, and your brain is pushing away all of the negative thoughts. Now you may be doing that yourself consciously. I don't want to think about this anymore. And you're pushing it away. So now that jug is getting filled, and that jug starts filling up from the moment you are born. And actually, we have been able to show and prove that that jug starts filling up while you're in utero. Mm-hmm. And if there is negativity going on between your parents or in the environment, that's why they teach pregnant mothers today to play classical music, to talk to the tummy and the baby gently and lovingly, all to get rest, keep them out of a negative environment, because we absorb. We don't need a brain to absorb. Mm-hmm. It's our energy absorbs. And mm-hmm. so that bottle starts getting filled up very early. And now you come out, and every negative experience, that bottle is getting filled up. Okay, by the time you're an adult, that bottle is pretty filled. And if you've not done any type of self-work, and self-work I mean by like whether you pick up a good habit of exercise, meditation, yoga, talking with a counselor, talking with your friends, if you don't do anything like that, that bottle is getting really filled. Mm-hmm. Now comes along a crisis. And we're not talking about maybe one or two little negative things happening. We're talking a whole bunch of extra stuff, and it gets pushed into that bottle. What's going to happen? In psychotherapy, we deal with patients who come in usually after some circumstance, and they're feeling significant depression. They're feeling anxiety, panic disorder, whatever, obsessive compulsive disorder. It's because that bottle has become so overwhelmingly filled. There's a crack in the cork, and this negative stuff is spewing out, and they don't know what to do with it. Well, a crisis doesn't just put a crack in the cork. It pops the whole cork.
Okay.
And so not only is it bringing to the surface recent stuff, it is bringing it all to the surface. You can envision, you know, sometimes we're rinsing out a clear bottle. You put it under the faucet, mm-hmm. and you watch the water go in, and it keeps pouring out until it turns clear.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pouring out of the top. Right. That's exactly what happens when a crisis comes along and jams in a whole bunch of new stuff. All of the old stuff comes spewing up. So people aren't dealing with the coronavirus. They're actually dealing with their childhoods.
How interesting. How interesting. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a
That's great why so yeah. many fears come up.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that. That the visual of the bottle and really does help. So
it does, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you think at the core of this fear are those unresolved past trauma and, you know, childhood issues that they haven't dealt with?
Absolutely, 100%. Not only am I proof of that, and my wife proof of that, so many people that I've worked with and that have done their own personal work prove that all the time. Yes. Are we frustrated that we're stuck at home? But you know what? nothing is bothering us. We are not angry. We're not resentful. We're not enraged. We're not fearful. We're not even afraid. Are we cautious? Of course we're cautious. We still have to go to the store. We put our masks on. I'm even using gloves and sanitizer, you know, wiping down the hands. We don't want to pass it to anybody else, but we're not in panic mode. We're both 64 and 65 years old. So we are, oh, and I hate that, Celine. We're at that risk factor. You know, when you're filling out a form for anything and they ask your age and they give the categories, you know, 18 to 25, mm-hmm. 26 to 30. Okay. We fell into that category where it's 65 plus, you know, we just get a plus sign after our name. So yeah. So we are now in that category of, that it could hit us, right? But are we worried about it? No. Are we cautious? Yes. That's because for the past 37 years, my wife and I have done nothing but work on our inner child and that filled up bottle. If people don't remember from the last time I was on your show, I was the one that was tormented and bullied until I was 17 years old, every mm-hmm. single day of my life.
Yep.
I was chased, beat up, shoved in lockers, and that was at school. At home, I used to get beat all the time because my mother and father had mental pathology. So my bottle filled up a lot, but I worked on it. And it doesn't mean you're going to empty it all together by working on it, but we need self-work now more than ever, and we've been given the time to do it. So all these wonderful meditation and relaxation videos that have been put out there to help you get through the stay-at-home lockdown and all of that, yes, they're positive, they're great, keep practicing them. However, still understand that they are only band-aids. They are coping mechanisms. And we don't want to cope anymore, Celine. Mm-hmm. We want to thrive. We want to thrive. And so we have to heal those fears that are coming up now. Now we have the chance. I was listening to a video just the other day about the new normal. We don't want to go back. People want to go back to the normal, right? And isn't this funny? Prior to the coronavirus, what were people complaining about? What was going on normally in their lives right now?
That's true.
Everything that was normal, mm-hmm. right? The economy, their own personal lives, their mm-hmm. jobs, their relationships. That was their norm, and they did nothing but complain about it. Well, guess what? What is everybody complaining about now? They want to get back to the old norm.
Yes.
What they were complaining about before.
They value it.
Right. Well, it's not only do they value it, but here is the thing. Even if what was normal caused you harm, because you're so comfortable in it, that's why you long for it. You long for the comfort, even if the comfort caused pain. That's why people keep repeating the same bad habits and behaviors, because it's normal and comfortable for them. But we cannot move back to the old norm. We need to move to a new norm. And we're not going to find that new norm until we go within and heal these fears.
Right. So you think there's going to be like a paradigm shift of some sort?
Oh, my God. I pray for it. Holy cow. Look at what's been happening, though, Celine. Look at what is your show doing? You're going online. We're doing this at a go-to meeting.
Yes.
Right? We're connecting in another way, but we're maintaining the connections.
Yes.
People have been connecting more now than when there wasn't a lockdown. They are putting out, they're sharing their talents. And they're trying to help each other. I mean, there are stars out there giving concerts for free. That was unheard of, right? They're, mm-hmm. they're caring. Neighbors are saying things like, I'm running to the grocery store. What do you need? So that way you don't have to go. And people are taking shifts. And, oh, you need some toilet paper? I got an extra pack. Let me drop some off. And they're helping each other. They're doing exactly what we were meant to do without a virus, without a crisis, without a building falling on top of us, without a country burning up, without an earthquake, without the ice caps melting. We're supposed to be doing all of that because we are here to experience each other and unity. And we have to start with ourselves. And you cannot experience the joy of another person until you heal the ills of yourself, because you can't even enjoy being with yourself. That's why these people are out there complaining. Those protesters, they're not protesting what they're speaking. They're protesting what they experienced. They're protesting how they never felt loved. They're protesting how they're afraid that nobody cares about them, that they're worthless, that there's no value to them. That's what they're protesting. They're just using other words, and they're projecting it out onto others because there's a protective defense mechanism that the brain put in. But it's not what they're saying. They don't believe what they're saying.
Right.
They're only acting out.
Right, right. That definitely makes a lot of sense. But just to play devil's advocate here, like, what if they, you know, they've lost their jobs, they can't open shop because of the lockdown, they're not making money, they can't pay their bills. Like, in that situation, what would you say to someone who's dealing with that?
Okay, this is what I'm saying to them. Yeah, exactly. But here's the problem, Celine. Not one of them has been charged a finance charge or a penalty charge. They've not been kicked out. There's been no reports to the credit bureaus. The mortgage companies are not putting them out of their homes. They are getting upset for no reason at all. Nothing has happened yet. They don't need money right now. That's the whole thing. Every bank is saying to people, we got a notice from our mortgage company that said, don't pay your mortgage until October. We're going to put the payments on the back end of the loan. Don't worry about it. And if it adjusts a bit, it'll only be a dollar or two each month difference. Don't worry about it. I've got car loans. Oh, my insurance company, we're going to decrease your payment. I had money come in from my insurance company. They sent me a dividend check because if we're not driving around, we're not using insurance and we don't need to be paying as much. Everybody is helping everybody. They're freaking out because they feel out of control. They have enough food in the home. And if they can't find the food in the home, oh my gosh, are they watching? All the military just stocked up these food pantries with unbelievable numbers of items. There is no way anybody is starving or hurting other than if they have this virus. Nobody. The economy is not hurting if it all stops at the same time. And that's exactly what is happening. So they need to. It's not, again, okay, you lost your job. I know all my friends. I've got friends. My wife had to cut back people. Mm-hmm. Now, they're getting in money, so it's not like they're not getting money. And isn't this funny? Another friend of mine said this, and I saw the posting of it. How was the government, out of the clear blue, able to pull $6 trillion out of their butt to just go and pay for all of this help, right?
Right.
They just pulled it right out. Because that's what I said. I said, anytime we need more money, the government will print more.
Right.
And we're in a circumstance. They printed more money. And now today, because it's all digital, they don't even need to print it and waste the paper.
Right.
So they just say it's in your account.
Right. So what you're essentially saying is that all these external pressures are not present right now. And what's concerning people, this anxiety, is coming from having to confront these deeper emotions.
Yes. They're confronting their own feelings of failure. Their own feelings of lack of love. So when you got a couple, right, and the couple is not getting along with each other, they're pushing each other's buttons. What are those buttons? Those buttons are from their childhood when they felt rejected from whether it be their parents, whether it be any other family members, their siblings, the environment. It doesn't matter. They felt worthless. They felt rejected. Now they're home with each other. And because of the pressure out there making them feel bad about themselves, then a person, their partner, burps and they want to get a divorce. You know, it's nonsensical. Okay. It's what people need to see. It's clouding their vision because of their own. Everything is about us. Everything about me and everything in your life is about you, and everything in everybody's life is about them. Okay. It revolves around them, including how we get along with each other. And any time that there is discourse in our lives, that's absolutely a reflection of discourse within ourselves. Because when you're at peace with yourself, you're at peace with the world. Now, don't get me wrong, Celine. There have been a bunch of people I've wanted to smack the side of their faces. Let me tell you. But I am a peaceful, loving, spiritual person, so I'll let karma do that. But every so often, I will get on my soapbox. If I see a posting on Facebook that is really negative and turning this into something political and saying nonsensical things like this is a whole Democratic hoax, and there is nothing
today.
It's right. Oh my God. Okay. And here's what happened in Raleigh, which talk about karma. The leader who organized the original protest here, guess what? He contracted coronavirus, or she did. And she's now at home quarantined with coronavirus. And I can't imagine how many people now. She may come out of it because she was younger, but how many older people were in that march with her who are not going to come out of it? And we are not paying attention enough to that because we ignore our own lives. What choices we make? How could she say, I love myself and put herself at risk? She doesn't want to believe. Even if there is the slightest chance, the edge of the cliff can crumple if you stand on it and you'll fall off. Would any sensible person who cared about themselves go near that ledge? Not at all.
Not at all, yeah.
It's only people who don't care about themselves who will say things like, oh, so what big deal? If I fall, I fall. A matter of fact, that's actually what starts crime. If you study criminology, the criminal feels shame before he or she becomes a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're feeling things like, okay, my sister is sick and we have no money and I've got to get meds for her, otherwise she's going to die. And so you rob a convenience store. Now you feel guilty and you feel bad. And so now mom is sick and the same thing happens. And you turn around and you say, damn, I'm a piece of crap anyway. I already robbed this store. I might as well rob one again. And that continues until you feel such shame and worthlessness that you develop a non-caring attitude towards yourself. That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
When we can look at people and say, how come they can't care about others? The bigger question is how come they can't care about themselves? And this is where it's all starting from, those fears. And they're all coming to the surface. And they're being voiced in different ways. Okay? They're being voiced in different ways. Here's an extreme example, but I want people to understand mm-hmm. what things can be caused.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler was sexually molested by his father and his mother.
Oh, both. I didn't know that.
Until he was 13 years old.
Wow.
That man was not trying to conquer the world. He was trying to conquer himself because he had such pains of worthlessness. And that's where narcissism comes from, is the feeling of worthlessness. And it goes on and on. I can come up with any of the evil leaders in the world. They're not demons. They were normal human beings that went through such pains in their lives that they took it out on the world. But that's where it stems from. So he's an extreme example, but you can see everybody else out there. I can absolutely, without even using my psychic ability, go into their background and tell you how crappy it was.
Yeah, I mean, I started noticing this narrative. You know, with the Disney movies, I don't know if you how familiar you are with the movies, but now that they're making a lot of these remakes of the classics, in the new version, they're always showing the history of the bad guys and gals, you know, that they went through some kind of trauma in their past.
Yes.
Like in Cinderella, the stepmother, like what she had to endure in her younger years, and, you know, in Sleeping Beauty with Maleficent, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's not just about this is a bad person. It's just that they have a history that's caused them to be this way.
Totally. It's so funny you bring up the Disney movies. Celine, first of all, I use them in my presentations all the time. Walt Disney was extremely metaphysical and spiritual. Every single one of the stories that he chose to make into movies had metaphysical meanings behind them. And he knew that the adults were going to be taking the children to see these movies. So he had moral value for the children, but metaphysical messages for the adults. Like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is all about your divine masculine, your divine feminine, and your seven spiritual centers or chakras. And when your divine masculine when your divine masculine and feminine are in harmony and working together, your spiritual centers are working together. The seven dwarfs are working together. But when they're out of harmony, they're sneezy, dopey, lazy, doc. They're all individual working against each other. And so that was that story. And Lion King is one of my favorite because it's our relationship with the God Force.
Oh, yeah.
Simba represents us and Mufasa represents the God Force. And what the God Force is telling Simba is you've got to remember that you are the king. So he's telling his son, you're God too. You're God too. And the whole reason why you don't ever see me and you don't feel me is because you've forgotten who you are. You need to take your rightful place and everything in life will balance out. We need to understand our greatness and these people don't. And why not? Because their stories are so horrible. Oh my gosh. Celine, I'm going to admit something here, which is sad, but it's true.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm a medium, I believe in the afterlife and I believe it's fine to go there. And even it's horrible. We don't want to lose anybody, especially to stuff like this. But I know that their souls are on the other side and continuing to live, right? So sometimes I believe that it is not worth a person suffering here. For example, you have uncurable or incurable cancer. And sometimes the treatment is even worse than the disease itself. I can understand people wanting to just let go and go to the other side, be merciful. Well, I have dealt with so many people that their stories that they're going through right now are so horrible. I want to go out and buy a gun for them and help them to get to the other side because it's like, you're not going to change this. And I rarely say that. There is hope for everyone until there isn't. And because we do reach points of no return. And there are some people that have been and are going through such horrid stories. And people don't understand that. They look at a person and they see a person acting bad and they don't even take a moment to figure out why. It's why I never, ever, ever hated I disliked them, but I never hated or needed to forgive my tormentors when I was going to school. Because I knew that they were being tormented too. And yes, every single one of them had alcoholic parents, had a father that would come home every day and beat the crap out of his son. And so, so the next day in school, he'd beat the crap out of me. But those stories are horrid and they're there. We can't accept them anymore. We can change them, Celine. That's the point. We need to change them. That's why this stuff is coming up. Let the bottle pour out and let's start working on it.
Right. But what do we do? Because I feel like people are not in the right frame of mind. Like, how do you create that structure and that environment to actually start doing all this work on ourselves?
You legalize drugs. Or you take a trip to California or a Colorado.
You can't do that right now because usually people would go on a retreat
I know, right? Exactly. You can't even go out and get gummies.
Yeah, they're moping around in their pajamas and they're just, it feels like Groundhog Day.
Right. I got to laugh about this. Obviously, I don't condone taking drugs, but I do. Here's the funny thing. I do believe that to a certain extent, we need to go back to the 60s because I think everybody's butt cheeks are so damn tight that we all need to toke on some stogie, let's just get high all together, man. And we will laugh this crap away. The problem is we can't go out and get the stuff anymore. And we can't mail order it because the federal government won't deliver it. But okay, that's an excellent, excellent question. So not having outside stimulation to be able to help you with this, we need to get ourselves in the right frame of mind. Every day we wake up, we make choices. We make choices. We make choices where we're going to go to the bathroom, when we're going to go to the bathroom, when we brush our teeth, when we take a shower, what we're going to eat. Every single moment, we're making a choice. So now is the time to make a choice, because your mindset is all about your choices that you've made. The attitude that you're carrying around is because of what you're thinking and believing. It doesn't happen by itself. It actually doesn't even happen from outside stimulation. It doesn't even happen when somebody turns around and says, you're a complete idiot, I hate your guts. It's not until you think something yourself first. Now, it may be very fleeting and automatic, but you have to say something to yourself first in order for that somebody else said or what's happening on the outside to hurt you. So therefore, it is your choice to be hurt by everything that's going on right now. It is your choice to want to hold on to worries and fears. So you can change your mindset by changing your choice and belief. As a matter of fact, the whole New Thought movement is about that. Out in California, you've got some of the greatest. People can turn online right now to the Michael Beckwiths, to Agape Centers, mm-hmm. to Centers for Spiritual That's Living, true. Unity Centers. They can listen to these services by these ministers and these experts and people, even like myself. I'm doing one Thursday evening for Boulder Valley in Colorado. And it's all about how you can change these things by the choices you make. A new thought gives you a new life. That's the whole reason why it's called the New Thought Movement. And okay. So you get yourself in the right mindset. So, and yes, there are practices to help you with that.
Yeah. So make use of all these resources that are out there online. And what other coping techniques? I know you said meditation helps. Those are the traditional tools.
Yoga, relaxation. Yoga. Yes, I love music. I love music. There is certain music that I listen to that actually just wells me up inside and makes me feel connected to something greater, to a God force. So find something like that that helps you. Listen to other inspirational stories. And it's so funny because reality TV has become such a joke because it's not real. It's all produced, right?
Yeah.
But I don't care that it's produced. And you even got to get over some of that stuff. Watch it. Like, I've been watching American Idol, and what they did last night, which was amazing. Well, actually, it wasn't last night. I have it recorded, so I was watching it. They can no longer be together and perform live, so they're doing everything remotely. And I find that so incredible and so inspirational. And then each of the singers themselves are singing these incredible songs. When you listen to the stories of their lives and where they've come from and where they're going and the choices that they're making, it's touching. Listen to some touching, inspiring stuff. Bring your partner, your family members, whoever are stuck in the home with you. First of all, stop feeling stuck. Feel blessed that you're in the home with them, okay? And start looking at these things and stimulate your mind with something other than negative. Don't turn on the news. Now, yes, you can absolutely
go to a
resource.
Yeah, I was like, how do we manage our media intake? Because we have to stay informed. Like, we got to know what's going on.
We have to stay informed. Okay.
But, like, how do we not?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, you are part of the media, Celine. Do you understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you are. And this is the reason why I need everybody. I am so sick and tired of the media being blamed for everything. Yes, it can be a form of entertainment, and they're going to entertain you, and they're going to capture your attention whichever way they can. But they do not form or influence society. Society influences the media. And if you don't believe that, go talk to a television producer and a movie producer who put out flops that they thought that the public was going to love, and the public didn't love them. If the media shaped them, then no matter what they put out, they'd make you like it. And you can't. You can't. Now, besides that point, we all have an internal filtration system. It's called intuition. And our intuition can filter through the nonsense and the garbage. And here is the thing. When it comes to this coronavirus, okay, there is actually nothing wrong with being overly cautious at this. I would rather be overly cautious and lose some money than to be underly cautious and lose a whole bunch of people. And our spiritual leaders said that once. Even Jesus said that. You can only have one God. God or money. And what he meant by that is whatever the traits, the positive traits of God is about loving, loving your neighbor, compassion, kindness, caring. You can only be either focused on that or focused on making money, but you can't be focused on both, because if you do, one is going to be weak. The other one can pull in abundance. Focused on people can pull in abundance. I'm abundant and I'm focused on people. But you can't be caring about people if you're just focused on money. And that's what you hear everybody complaining about. The economy's going bad. Our freedoms are being taken away. Well, that's also another illusion. I don't know what people think that they are free from. America is the land of the free to a certain extent, people. The Constitution itself says we are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness unless it interferes with somebody else's pursuit. Mm-hmm. You having a disease and carrying it around to me interferes in my pursuit. So the government is allowed to protect us from each other. It's not taking away a right. It's actually initiating the right. Mm-hmm. So people need to stop all of that. So what was the question?
No, I was
media. Right. How to deal with the media. All right. Get over the media and use your filtration system.
Right.
Yes, turn on. I can tell you right now what not to listen to. All right. Not to listen to the rhetoric, the nonsense turning against people, people against people. That is completely wrong. Just listen to some of the numbers and just take it in. Okay. Everybody is agreeing right now that the curve is coming down. However, if you have any common sense at all, it can go right back up again if we go back to the old ways. The whole reason why it's coming down is because we're on lockdown, people. Not because our freedom has been taken away. It's because we're avoiding each other and we're avoiding spreading it. Makes all the sense in the world, but there still isn't the vaccination for it, which means it can come back again. It can come back in even higher numbers. So we need to have common sense. Common sense lets you look at the TV. It lets you look at something like Beavis and Butthead back in the old days and not do what Beavis and Butthead did. Okay. But there was some people who did. There was some kids who went out because they didn't have common sense. Common sense tells you, you know, not to try to fly across water without an airplane. You will fall into the water and you will drown. Though you see Superman doing it and you see some other people on a TV show doing it, it's called common sense. If you can filter out what's fictional and what's not real, you can filter out the rest too. But again, if you are living from your fears, you can't filter out anything, and negative begats negative, just like positive begats positive, because I watch the same stuff everybody else is watching. And yes, I can get very frustrated. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I put out a post, two wonderful posts the other day. I said, hey, gang, I have got a gallon of bleach. I'm looking for some people who have a stack load of hypodermics. We can make a whole new vaccination and make a lot of money from it. Who's go for me? I was being very sarcastic and said it afterwards. And then another posting I said, and this was the best one I loved. I said, oh, you know what? I just heard that the mayor of Las Vegas is volunteering her town for the new disinfection injection trial. And we got to laugh at those things, you know,
right.
So I will make postings on some of those things. But and yes, they do get frustrating at times, but they're not destroying my life. They're
right.
not. I can look at them. I can see weeds in my garden bed and not flip out. You know what I mean? Even though it took me forever to plant the flowers and grow the flowers, okay, so I pull the weeds. I spend a little time working on pulling the weeds. I get the weeds out, and guess what? I'm back to having a beautiful garden bed again. Right. And that's how you have to treat your life.
Right. And I think just to have that level of discernment that you describe, that's why you need to do the inner work, so that you're not projecting your anger or your insecurities or whatever onto these headlines or the news that
right.
you read. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well said, Celine. That's absolutely beautifully said. Perfectly said. Yes. Yeah. Taking care of your issues will allow you. So, but until then, don't watch. You know, if you're trying to clear off the mud on your body, get out of the mud hole. So step away from the negativity. Stop watching it. If it bothers you, you'll find out whether or not you'll get news. If you have an Apple Watch, you'll get news on your watch. It'll give you a notice that let you know you can go outside now.
Right.
It tells you when to breathe. It can tell you when to go to the store too. So just understand that your friends will tell you and be informed. Stop keeping yourself in that negative place, but also stop blaming, stop passing on, stop turning around and being pissed at everybody that's on TV now. Just, we got to let things go. And just like you said, discernment, but mm-hmm. discernment comes when you heal yourself or at least begin the process.
Mm-hmm. Great. Vincent, it's been so wonderful to talk to you again. Just really insightful advice on how we can deal with our fears during this difficult time. Just thanks for being here.
Oh my gosh, thank you for inviting me back. You're such a sweetheart and angel and a light out there. And I appreciate being able to share my information. It doesn't help that I hold it onto myself, you know, and just for myself. So thank you so much for giving me the platform and the ability to do that, especially during this time period.
Sure. Before we end our conversation, could you please let our listeners know where they can learn more about you and your services?
Well, a couple of things. All they have to do is go to my website at vincentjenna.com, and that's with a G-E-N-N-A. Also, if they go to my Facebook page, Vincent Jenna MSW, I do a lot of live events and actually make connections and answer questions for people psychically and with my mediumship abilities. I also am hosting a Unity radio show. I'm one of the hosts of many wonderful hosts on that show. And that my show is on every Wednesday at noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. So there's so many different ways. And look for my YouTube channel. If you go to Vincent Jenna, I'm going to be posting stories. I'm sharing stories with people for entertainment purposes, my experiences as a psychic therapist, some sad ones, some serious ones, some very happy and funny ones and real crazy ones. So be looking for that. But there's so many ways of being able to connect with me. And starting off with my website is great. Thank you for letting me share that.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Vincent. You have a wonderful day and stay safe out there.
Oh, you too, especially over there in California.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wish you all the best. And again, I appreciate you and appreciate what you do. You take care, Celine.
Thank you. Thank you. You take care too, Vincent. Bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.